Good evening, vapers. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are tuned into the Metro Vapor Podcast, presented by and sponsored by Electronic Cigarette ConsumerReviews.com, affectionately known as ECCR. My name is Paul. I'm your host and MC of the Metro Vapor Podcast. It's good to be coming back to you guys today after a long hiatus. We've taken quite the break on the Metro Vapor Podcast. If you guys have been waiting for a new podcast, you've obviously been waiting for a while. But yeah, we had a lot of work to do with launching the website. When we first started the podcast, we were just talking about some of the great things that were to come with the website. But yeah, it was a lot of work. It took us a lot longer than we thought to get the website up, but we feel it is one of the best, if not the best, electronic cigarette review website on the internet. We're brutally honest in our reviews, and we have a section where the consumers can actually come to the website and actually leave reviews. So if you've got that e-cigarette brand that you're really pissed off about and it really sucks, it's really crappy, and you'd like to take it outside and put it underneath your tire and run it over, you know, and then smash it with a bulldozer, we can relate, you know. And you know, you could come back to the ECCR website and you can leave a review and tell us, you know, how you feel, that you want to smash it and crush it because it's that bad. Or you may have a product that you're completely pleased with. You've got a brand that you really like, and you want to share it with people, and you say, well, this is the best brand, this is what I use, I love it, other people would love it. You could come to the website and you could go and rave on and on and on about your favorite brand and give it some good ratings. And you know, one of the good things though, guys, is if you come to the website and actually leave a review, it has an immediate effect on the consumer chart. So that's what we feel is what really makes our website stand out, is that we give you our opinions, but we also free flow and allow consumers to come in and like leave their own reviews, and it immediately affects the chart. So when you come to ECCR, you basically get both sides of the story. Not only our opinions, but what other people think. And I think that'll help people make good decisions. But we're going to, after that beginning ramble-thon there, we're just going to bring Ray in. Ray, you guys know Ray from the other podcast. He is the co-founder of Electronic Cigarette Consumer Reviews. Raymond Polidari, are you there, buddy? Are we connected? We're chatting.
No, we're Skype. Definitely not connected.
Yes, we are. Okay. All right, man. But yeah, that's good to have you, dude. Just going to talk a little bit about some of the things that we've actually done with the website that'll be helpful with people. Actually, some of the specials that are going on for you vapors out there that may want to take advantage of some of the current specials. It was a lot of work, wasn't it, Ray? We started back,
So much work.
Late July.
I'd rather have been flipping pancakes, man.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yeah, it was a lot of work. Definitely a lot of work. I think one of the things is it was a lot more work than we thought it would be. That's definitely for sure. But, you know, we've had a vision to, make the best site out there, guys, because there's tons of review sites left and right. You could find them scattered all over the internet. But I think one of the things that you have to ask yourself is, do they really test the products? Do they really test them? And at some point I have this idea where I'm going to make a video and just take some of the stuff that I have, some of the photos while I was reviewing the kits, some of the pieces of paper that I've scrawled countless numbers of puffs on before I got wise and decided to purchase a count clicker. So I'm going to get a video together showing, you know, that we actually test these products. And that's, you know, that's the awesome thing, because somebody needs to be out there that actually tests the products and says, look, you know, I don't like this. Somebody that tests it thoroughly enough to count how many puffs, you know, on an average basis, one cartomizer after another, what is it averaging? How many puffs do you get out of these cartomizers? How many puffs do you get on an average charge on these batteries with this product? And I think these are the type of things that, you know, people want and need to know. It's what sets the products apart from one another. you know, when you're shopping, because you got a lot of products out there that are in the same price range, you know?
Oh, what really makes us stand out is that we're always updating the website. We're always adding new content. We're always reviewing new products. You know, we want to make the website as easy flowing for the visitor as possible.
Usability,
that makes
yeah.
any sense. And yeah, the usability of the website really matters to us. So we're always making changes to suit your guys' needs.
Yeah, exactly. So you guys can come in and just get the information that you need, know where you need to go, go and get it, and get on about your business. I think that's what it should be. You should tell the truth and not get into people's way.
Hey, Paul, what are you vaping on right now?
I am vaping on a White Cloud Fling Double Extra Strength. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that's double X.
5.4.
It's 5.4. So, and it's basically, it's just regular tobacco flavor. But yeah, I find myself vaping on the Fling a lot lately.
Yeah, myself, you know, being a big fan of Green Smoke, I find myself vaping on it, you know, more casually than the normal average individual would.
Yeah, you seriously, dude. Why don't you just tell the truth? You're like a rat at a feeder bar all day long, just puff, puff,
all
puff.
Day long. Well, those Flings are amazing, though. We have got an extraordinary review upon them on the blog at electroniccigaretteconsumerreviews.com.
Yeah,
and you've got to check it out, because me and Paul have been experiencing this new disposable electronic cigarette from White Cloud, and wow. Read the review, and it'll blow you back. Just order one. That's how excited I am.
Well, I think one of the other things, too, that needs to be said is the fact that I think the reason both of us are really excited is because of the 5.4%, which some of you guys would say is 54 milligrams, that double extra strength level is like makes the, I'm going to coin a new word here. This is a new word. The first time you guys ever heard it, you heard it on the Metro Vapor podcast, right? It makes the Nicosat go through the roof. What is the Nicosat? It's the nicotine satisfaction, baby, because that's what it's all about. Like, I mean, who wants to go around vaping on a stick and blowing, you know, vapor in and out if it's for the nicotine satisfaction? So, you know, we might just actually start a new stat on our website to say what is, you know, give it a star rating, the Nicosat. I just coined a new word. That's awesome. But yeah, it's the nicotine satisfaction is awesome on these, and that's.
I think that the reason why White Cloud's Fling is so like, you know, absorbed by us is because we've tried other disposables and nothing has really stood out as much as the White Cloud.
Yeah,
you know,
and that's what I'm trying to say is because the Nicosat, man.
Especially that 5.4, the double.
Well, that's
XL.
What I'm saying. So like, if somebody gets like a full version of the Fling, they may not think it's quite as more awesome as other disposables as we do, because it's really that double X strength.
The throat hit.
Oh, yeah. The throat hit, just the vapor.
Need to say no more, okay? The nicotine satisfaction from it is enough. Mm. You know, you could take... You could take the vapor away from it. You could take, you know, the feel, the design of it away from it, and just leave it as a plain, not well put together electronic cigarette. And the nicotine satisfaction from it would still be enough to sell you.
yeah, it is really good. Speaking of that, I've got to make a change here on my Fling. So this time I'm going with double X strength vanilla.
Hey, you know, I got to try their. I think it's maple bacon, or it's bacon maple. It's one or the other. But I thought that it was interesting that they tried to combine two different flavors.
Make a breakfast cartomizer.
Yeah, so. Like a bacon flavored cartridge. Like, I'm like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Like,
but no,
egg and
really,
cheese and you know, Limburger cheese on it and you know, like ham hocks and. I want some biscuits and gravy. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know.
I know that my favorite.
So how was it? How was the flavor?
Oh, well, the bacon maple or the maple bacon. We will know the actual name of this shortly. But anyways, it was all right. It didn't really taste anything like bacon. It was it's actually really gross, to be honest with you. I mean, we are transparent. We don't hide anything. I'll just tell you straight up. It was gross. I did not like it. You know, but you know what? White Cloud, any electronic cigarette company out there, they've all got their ups and downs, you know? And when it comes to flavors for e-cigs, the flavors, while they may sound simple in word form, they're actually hard to replicate and put it into an electronic cigarette cartridge. So, you know, I mean, while my favorite brands are, you know, the regular, the vanilla, I'm puffing on the vanilla right now, and the menthol, you know.
I mean, this is a vaping podcast. This is what we do. We talk about some of the products we use and stuff like that. And I really feel like people out there, ramble on. But, you know, the thing about it is there's a lot of people, like this whole thing of vaping is the future of smoking. It literally is the future of smoking. And the tobacco companies know it. Big Pharma knows it. The electronic cigarette companies know it. The only people that don't know it yet are the people that have yet to be introduced.
Uninformed.
Uninformed, uneducated on the subject. And that's why as vapers, we need to go out there. We need to share with people, you know, what the deal is, because people can actually use this product to quit. They could basically, you know, reduce their consumption of nicotine down to whatever level, you know, is pleasing, even if that means zero. You can continue using nicotine without imbibing so many chemicals and many of them are toxic. I mean, there's thousands of chemicals in tobacco cigarettes. So I really feel like, you know, that vaping is becoming mainstream. We're just at the beginning of the wave right now. We're basically waiting for the wave to swell, and at some point it'll crest, and there'll probably be a lot more waves coming in.
All right, so while you're on that point, I got to tell you a story. It was 3 days ago. The lady went into Old Navy to go buy something. I don't know what she was buying, but I was sitting down in the car, and I look over to my left, and I seen this middle-aged lady, more like 45 to 60. I couldn't really, you know, give you an accurate guess, but anyways, I was thinking to myself, she's smoking a cigarette, you know. I'm thinking to myself, sitting in the front seat, I got my business cards in my back pocket. I get out of the car and I, you know, approach her. I ask her, I forget what I asked her. But anyways, her response to electronic cigarettes was no thanks and I'm too old. What do you think about that? I'm too old for that.
I think that's somebody who really doesn't know.
Uneducated.
Yeah, so, well, I hate to use that word because that could offend some people, but I feel like I feel like it's one of those things where, yeah, well, you know, I think it's one of those things that she just doesn't, she just doesn't know. Let's just put it that way. She's just, you know, not aware of electronic cigarettes and what they are. It's like, you know, I've seen videos on YouTube where people go out with, like, you know, a gold coin in the streets.
I at least interest her in a business card, and she wouldn't accept that. So,
well, that's what I'm saying.
Firm about it.
That's what I'm saying. That's the way people are. You go out into the street with a gold coin that currently, right now, at 1 ounce coin would be trading at about $1,670, and he was trying to sell the coin for $20. And he's like, "We can go over to the coin shop," and everybody's like, "Nah, I don't need it." Like, they don't know. They think paper money is valuable, and they think that precious metals, you know, like maybe they just think he was like a scam artist. I don't know, but you know, that's what it is people don't understand. I mean, if the lady was smoking tobacco cigarettes and you came up and gave her an electronic cigarette and she turned it, you know, turned away from it, then, you know, what other conclusion can you come to if she already smokes?
Yeah,
you know, it's just basically she just doesn't know. So, but yeah, it's to get back onto the website, just to let people know what's going on, because like I said, the last time we actually did a podcast was back in the days where the website was just first being thought up and conceived of. And we were just kind of coming to you guys and setting up the podcast channel on Podomatic and TalkShoe. and some of these other podcast feeds. You know, just setting the podcast up, letting you guys know what we're going to do, and, you know, to bookmark the domain. You guys have probably come back several times and seen lots of changes. We had some drama, man, setting up this site. And I think it's like...
We went to several different web developers, and...
Man, it was...
We set up our mailing list so you guys can stay in contact with us, you know, when we're running specials for different companies. We set up our blog, which we did not previously have on the old website. We've even done a complete redesign of the front page.
Yeah, we had a little bit of a drama with our first webmaster. It turns out like the site looked awesome. It was basically how we had wanted it set up, but we found out the code was really sloppy behind the scenes. And what good is a website if Google doesn't recognize it, put it in the search engine, so you guys out there can find us, you know? But yeah, we put a lot of work in it. You guys can subscribe to get an email when we're doing a live podcast. Currently, this podcast is just being recorded at ECCR. But when we have a live podcast and we're doing that at TalkShoe with like a live chat, we will plan these in the future. We're just trying to get things settled right now. You can subscribe and you'll get a notification email saying when the live event's going to be. And that's going to be really cool because a lot of you guys that vape out there, you know, you have a lot of experience with different products as well. And it'd be interesting. A lot of people are becoming vaping enthusiasts nowadays. You know, it's not just something they do. They really get into it. They like to try the different e-liquids, maybe try different products.
Make their own e-liquids.
mix and match the PG and the VG, propylene glycol and vegetable glycol, which are the primary components to use to make the vapor, like they do at concerts with the fog machines. But yeah, people are becoming enthusiasts and they're really getting into it and taking it seriously. And so, you know, it's cool that we can have a podcast like this and we'll have some live podcasts and you guys can come on and you guys can talk about it in the chat room. You can call in, ask questions. We can talk about different stuff. But man, we are like in the early, early stages of seeing what the change that electronic cigarettes are going to have, ultimately what the ripple effect is going to be of, you know, this industry
and the general public
in
the future.
And see, the thing is, man, is you know, you're looking at a lot of people getting a lot less disease that smoking causes, and that's going to cause financial ripples. And I think that, you know, I be honest with you, I think that's why there's a lot of people that, you know, are dipping their finger into this issue. Because there's a lot of money involved. And I think Lorillard basically saw the potential and they bought in on Blue because Blue just had really slick advertising, was really getting their message out there. And so Lorillard of Newport fame, Newport tobacco cigarette fame, they snobbled them up. So now Blue is actually owned by a big tobacco company. Plus, there's news out there that some of the tobacco companies are coming up with some alternative products. I remember a few years back, man, there was this product. I don't even know if it's still out. Called Eclipse, and it was like a little element that would be at the tip of the cig, and you'd light it up, and it was this element that just burned, like it created a chemical reaction, and then burned the nicotine pellet into a vapor. And they actually sold those in stores. That was like, you know, that was probably back in 2006, somewhere around there. And this was before electronic cigarettes hit big in the States. So yeah, but guys, it's a market that's just exploding. It could potentially save so many lives that it's not even funny. But yeah, it's a dark path. It's like, you know, trying to figure out which, you know, electronic cigarette is quality. Everybody's jumping on the bandwagon. There's a slew of companies making electronic cigarettes. A lot of them are just making cheap off the shelf product from China with none of their own technology in it. But there's a lot of good kits out there. And so, you know, there is a real need amongst all of these electronic cigarette companies and amidst a slew of affiliate-related review websites out there for somebody to come out and say, look, I'm going to build my reputation on telling the absolute truth. If you guys look at our charts and then you go and do searches for some of the other review websites that are supposed to be providing a service for people, you'll see that a lot of them have, you know, companies like V2 and Blue right at the top. When you actually test the product, you'll find that they just aren't as high quality as some of the other brands that we have, for instance, on our editor's top 10 ranking chart.
And that's how real we are. We're willing to expose that information to you guys.
Yeah. I mean, it's, well, we got nothing to hide. I mean, we're just basically trying to tell the truth, which is a revolutionary act in a age of deception, which we are in.
Our visitors to recognize us as truthful, honest, realistic people that are offering a service for, like, pretty much nothing, you know?
Yeah.
Like, what, we don't really benefit from it. You guys benefit because, like, well, yeah, we're giving you the information for the electronic cigarettes that, you know, you could buy. You're actually making the decision to switch over to electronic cigarettes. So you're benefiting.
Yeah, well, I mean, we do benefit if they use our links, you know, if they use our Visit the Merchant site. Yeah, we benefit. But, you know, they can go directly to the website. We appreciate it when people use our links. It does help us out. We have families as well to take care of with the upkeep of the website and, you know, doing all this work, like taking the photographs, like we just got the
ordering the products to test them.
Yeah, like we just ordered
the price tag right there.
Exactly, we just ordered the Apollo Superior Ego kit from Apollo with the 900 mAh battery in it, and the clearomizers. We got a couple of wicked clearomizers, a couple of wickless, and bought some e-liquids, and we're going to test this kit out. So after we're done doing the podcast tonight, I'm probably going to go and do the video portion of the videos where we open the box and take a look at it. Like, it's still wrapped in plastic on my desk, and it's just a beautiful thing. It's really presented nicely the way it's packaged. So I've got high hopes for this. But yeah, I'm going to be creating the video, the open the box product video part of the videos that we do, and then I'm going to be taking some nice high definition photographs of it so you guys can get a good look at it. We'll demo it in the video. Got to do the testing. So we're looking, you know, probably going to need a couple weeks to, you know, do the photos, do the video, get everything set up, then actually test the product, then go back in and do the final editor review section of the video after we've tested it. But look for that. We've got the Apollo Superior Ego kit review coming up soon, so you can look forward to that. And like I said, subscribe to our newsletter on the website. We promise we don't spam. We don't give your email out to anybody. We're just, you know, I'm kind of even paranoid to even send anything out because I just don't want anybody to think that it would be spam. But we will send stuff out from time to time, and if you check the Metro Vapor podcast box as well, you'll get a notification every now and then when we do a live podcast. So, but I'll tell you.
Hold on, wait.
Go ahead.
I gotta ask you something.
yeah, maybe we are. Well, we put a lot of work into the website, guys, and we're excited to put it out there on the web, and knowing it's going to be an awesome service to people because we've actually told the truth. We feel 100% confident at the way we've ranked these brands, and we've given you guys the information. So it's out there on the net for people to, you know, to take part in and do their research. But, yeah, it's definitely an exciting time to be a part of vaping because we're at the front of the whole frontier, and we're going to see a lot of things change and a lot of things develop. But hopefully the end result of that will be is that people will live longer. That's the big thing.
That's the kicker.
You know, people that, you know, have problems with COPD and they just can't quit tobacco, you know, they can move over to electronic cigarettes, you know, which is a less harmful alternative. So, you know, I mean, guys, nicotine isn't, it's not like, it's not vitamins, you know. Nicotine's not healthy. But when you look at, you know, when you're looking at nicotine, it's really not as bad as, you know, it's about as, in the dosages in the electronic cigarettes, it's about as bad as caffeine, you know, drinking some coffee. So, it's good stuff. But we're going to wrap this podcast up. Raymond, thanks for being here. We just wanted to come and hang out with you guys for a few minutes, let you know that the website's up and live.
And we would love for you to contact us and let us know what you guys think of it.
Yeah, yeah. Go to the Contact Us form on the website, and we do get those emails. You can just email directly at admin@electroniccigaretteconsumerreviews.com. Yeah, if you have any comments about the podcast, just email us at podcast@electroniccigaretteconsumerreviews.com. But we really just wanted to come and let you guys know the website's live. There's been a lot of...
Oh, we've got to promote our YouTube as well.
Yes. Since
we're announcing everything.
Yes, go ahead, Mr.
You
YouTube.
Can simply you can find us simply on YouTube by typing in ECCR Reviews, and all of our videos will pop up. We've also established our YouTube very well. You can find videos for like every product on there.
Yeah, pretty much. So any product that's worth its salt. But yeah, that officially would be youtube.com/ecig consumer reviews. But just go to electroniccigaretteconsumerreviews.com. We have a short domain, ecc reviews.com, you could go to as well, that takes you to the website, and you have access to our YouTube channel, our Facebook, Twitter, and all that good stuff. But I don't want to forget, before we end the podcast, I want to let you guys know that we do have a social hub button at the top of the website. There is a discussion forum. There's a live chat at the discussion forum. There's mini clip games. But it's cool. You guys can go and hang out. We'll post some news in there. And, you know, you guys can ask questions and help each other. You know, that community's there. We're trying to build it. So, you know, if you're at the website, take time to click on the social hub and the discussion forum and join. And we'll see you there. But we'll go ahead and wrap it up. Thanks, guys. The website's live. Go check it out. It's electroniccigaretteconsumerreviews.com. My name is Paul. For Paul, Ray, Nick, the whole team here at ECCR, I hope that you guys have an excellent day.